Hello. Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tamika. How may I help you?
Are you customer support for Inevitable Gadgets?
Yes, ma'am. Could you please provide me your zip code?
87501.
Okay, 875 what? 01?
No, 87501.
Your name?
Naomi Milne. M-I-L-N-E.
Yes, ma'am. Can you verify your address?
104 Spruce Street, Santa Fe, New Mexico, 87501.
Okay, hold on for a moment. The account is loading. Oh, it's loaded. Mm-hmm. It's loaded now. Hold on. Okay. I see you paid. You got them for the $17.90?
No. It's for a cat toy that I didn't order that was $49.95. I don't have a cat. I didn't order a cat toy. I'm allergic to cats. And, you're saying the package arrived and all that, but I didn't. I've been on the phone with Citibank. I never received this package, nor did I order it.
So the $49.95, you did?
No, I did not order this item. I don't have a cat. I'm allergic to cats. I would not have ordered this item.
It's not for cats.
Oh, well, what's it for? Because we just looked it up on your website.
No, ma'am. You ordered a bag. Yes, you got a bag. You paid $4.95 for shipping. Then,
I got a what? Can you say the item again? I'm sorry.
A van. Basically, you got a ultra skin scrub.
An ultra what?
Yes, exfoliation brush, like a toothbrush. Yes, ma'am.
So bizarre. Well, whatever it is, I didn't order it. Something, and I look on your website under the number, and it's a cat toy for $49.95.
No, ma'am, it's not a cat toy. You ordered some skincare.
Well, I don't know what to tell you.
So, ma'am, you don't remember paying, because the first payment got denied, and it got shipped to your house November the 7th.
Yeah, no, I don't remember it. I mean, packages are stolen here all the time. Maybe it came, but I would have opened the package had it come to my door.
Ma'am, you had 3 packages.
Well, I would have opened them. I'm sorry, you must be ill. Are you ill? coughing away. Well, I don't know what to say or do because I'm confused.
So, because this account is in your name. It's in your name. It's your address.
Uh-huh. I know.
It's your phone number. Can you verify your email for me?
It's my name, Naomi Milne at gmail.com.
It's even it's your email on here too.
Excuse me?
Your email is on this account too.
Oh, I understand that. I just spoke to Citibank. But I'm afraid I have to keep disputing it because I don't know the item, nor did it arrive, to the best of my knowledge. I don't know what happened. So.
So you just want the $49.95 back?
I don't believe it was charged. Actually, I think that's the problem. Your company wanted me to pay for it, and I must have denied the charge.
Yeah, you got a lot of the denials on here. Declines.
I have a lot of denials on there.
Declines, like it didn't. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what to say or do at this point.
So you want me to stop all this?
Isn't that between you and Citibank?
Do you want me to cancel it, or you want to keep it?
I'm sorry. Keep. I don't have an item, so I'm not understanding what you want me to keep.
These are beauty care products. They're going to keep coming every month.
Oh, definitely cancel.
That's why I asked. These are beauty care products.
Well, nothing has come. I wouldn't subscribe to something like that. I don't use products without me going to the store and looking at the ingredients and all that. So please stop.
You want your cancellation number?
Oh, I do. Hold on, honey. I will get a pen and paper. And can you make a note that whatever this product is, I don't know what it is. And perhaps you have all the correct information, but I did have to change my credit card. So I don't know how it happened. Cancellation number is... Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So it's a 10-digit number. 663-380-4404.
Yes, ma'am.
And what's the name of the product?
Ultra Sunny Skin Scrub.
Okay, well, definitely want to cancel.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. I had canceled it.
You have. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.